Hello once again, everyone, and welcome to the United Way of Greater Waterbury podcast, The Way Forward. I'm your guest host, Glenn McCabe, with United Way. Our podcast looks to introduce you to the people behind the scenes creating the impact in our community, as well as the people's lives who have been changed. This episode brought to you by United Way of Greater Waterbury Platinum Marketing Partner, Works. Learn more at worksbranding.com. The 2023-2024 United Way campaign theme, Help Every Voice Be Heard, developed by Works, provided the perfect opportunity for our podcast. For the past several months, I've been capturing powerful perspectives of people across the region describing why United Way is such a vital community resource. For the first time here, I've combined these stories to provide deeper and richer insights into the work you help make possible through your support of United Way. People being helped, in need of help, and the partners who are creating change in our community, all in their own words. In part one of two, you'll hear stories from those facing homelessness and some of our partners providing solutions, about the increased demand on our food banks, and how United Way is joining with partners to provide solutions, and much more. First up, we'll visit with Will, who shares how he and his father fell into homelessness and the life-threatening situation it created, until they found help was only three numbers and one United Way partner away.
The first time I actually benefited from the Salvation Army was about the summer of 2017. Me and my dad moved up here from Jacksonville, Florida. My dad was a small business owner originally, but just through a series of unfortunate events, fell on hard times. It became a smart decision to look for work in his particular field. So we found a job opportunity 1,000 miles away here in Waterbury, and we just Hail Mary. We didn't have any money, so we took what little we had from our tax return that was left, and me and my dad made the drive. We didn't even have enough money for a hotel. And by the time we showed up here, there was no job. So we were completely stranded. It started snowing because it was, early March, and we called 211 because there was really no other option for us. They referred us to the Salvation Army, and we were able to get into a shelter after about a week of living in the car. Without 211, our car died about 2 days after showing up at the shelter. So we would have made it two more days, and we would have been sleeping on the street. And there was still a foot of snow on the ground. So without 211, I would have froze to death. I mean, let's just be blunt. There was no plan B. There was no plan B. Without 211 and without the ability to get into a shelter, be it Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, or any of the other partners with United Way, there was no other option. We would have died.
A lot of people, they don't know the situation, like what came about to how I ended up in this situation, you know what I mean? They just assume that I prefer not to have a place or not to work, you know what I mean? It's not that I don't want to work right now. I'm just in between work, you know? So that's the thing. You know, like people have come to the end of the trail and put a police line tape as a joke, you know, or write something down, go away, go home, bums, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I don't like being in this situation. I just have to make the best of it right now until things get better, you know? Yeah. Things happen like that where, you know, just that's my last apartment, my last job. I went in there, we took this decent job with a fire truck company as a maintenance person, and I didn't realize I was in there filling in for somebody on sick leave, and I took an apartment, had an apartment due to that job. And then when the person came back from sick leave, they said, oh, you gotta go. They didn't even keep me on part time, so that right there is what set me into this situation. But for right now, I make the best of it, you know. Try and learn by my mistakes, you know.
All right, so I just wanted to give a special thank you to the United Way. They have been such a great help in making homework successful. Many areas, but Waterbury included, has a lot of homeless population. So just being able to keep homeworks going, we're giving attention to a population that a lot of people feel like doesn't exist. And we're able to house them and give them a second chance at life. HomeWorks is a short-term program, so we're able to house the participants. We're able to provide schooling for them, for them to receive an industry credential, and then help them to find a job. During their difficult times, we're just trying to be able to stabilize them, make them feel safe, and then help them with, you know, physical health, mental health, addiction, and any of their educational financial goals to create lifelong success. And because of the work that the United Way team does, HomeWorks is able to go on another year.
So my name is Patrice Hamilton. I'm an attorney here at Connecticut Legal Services at 85 Central in Waterbury. My history is as a family law attorney, but I am recently, as of the last month, the managing attorney of this office. And here at this office, we have a number of housing attorneys who work in conjunction with United Way to serve the needs of mutual clientele who are having issues and struggles and challenges around housing problems, eviction, and that kind of thing. And it's been a very good partnership. It's been very useful, I think, for the clients, and the cooperation between both of these agencies has been incredibly useful. And we're very grateful for United Way's support of the work that we do. I've seen in my own work that clients sliding into homelessness can mean all kinds of other negative things. For example, losing custody of children in family cases because they don't have a stable living situation. So that's why it's so important that we get them the housing and eviction prevention services earlier on so they don't become homeless and don't have to argue to a judge that they should have custody even though they're living in a shelter. Not that these two things should not go together, but sadly, it often does happen that way. So preventing homelessness is essential, not just for obvious creature comforts, but also for the family unit at large. It's really important work.
I'm Laura Batista, and I'm a case manager for the emergency program at Salvation Army. Well, the situation with food in the community is getting greater by the minute. Without United Way, we will be really in a position we might not be able to serve clients that come to our doors. I can see the number increasing, maybe the economy, the situation with income with some people. We have many people walking through our doors. People that never actually seek help are doing that now. People that used to help us with donations are coming to our pantry. And we see how the need is increasing in the community. Through United Way, especially the Food Resources Committee, we are able to come together with other agencies and network, and because this is something that we cannot do by ourselves. So the situation is that as many clients that we get, we know that we can always count with the United Way for whatever it is that we need to come and kind of sometimes supplement, but at the same time, bring in the best. We have many features that through the situation we're dealing with, you know, the need with our clients, United Way always come to the rescue, and we appreciate that.
Hello, I'm Pastor Maynard Tyson. I'm the moderator for the Food Resource Committee. I've made up about a dozen food pantry here in the greater Waterbury area. United Way brings us together so that we can communicate and help feed the people here in the greater Waterbury community. Working with United Way has allowed us to take what needs we have and to allow it to go to a greater audience that we would not be able to have ourselves. We have a food pantry that feeds about 200 families every week. And right now, there's a line all the way around our church, people waiting to receive food from us. I let you know, it's been a month since we collected all that food and received it, and it's gone. It's gone. It was so popular with our people. So I want to encourage you to give this coming season to the Stock the Pantry and to help meet the needs. It is such a boost to us during the summertime, especially when food shortage can be lower, and it gives us a chance to give our people food that they may not normally get every week during the winter time. So thank you for what you give, and thank you for empowering us to help meet the needs in the greater Waterbury community.
Hello everyone, my name is Jenny from ECC Food Pantry located in Waterbury, Connecticut. I'm the director here and we just wanted to say thank you for all of your donations this year for Stock the Pantry. We especially got a lot of feminine products and baby products which really helped with that population. I have one specific lady that comes in every single week and asks me for feminine products, and I've never been able to give her some until this summer, and she cried when I gave it to her. So I just want to say thank you because all of your stuff does help. Monthly, we see on average, we've grown from, I would say 200 unduplicated to now around 600 to 700 unduplicated per month. So we've definitely grown in clients, and all of your donations has extremely helped us for this summer. We've gotten things that we usually don't get, and I know definitely the kids, especially the snacks you guys donated, really helped. So thank you and keep on giving.
My name is Barbara Ann Dublin. I'm the executive director of Greater Waterbury Interfaith Ministries. We're a soup kitchen, food pantry, and resource center. We are experiencing large number of wonderful people that are in need. They are coming to us for a hearty gourmet lunch every day, Monday through Friday. They're also coming to us twice a month for our food pantry. We want to say thank you to United Way Stock the Pantry. Without United Way Stock the Pantry, I don't know what we would do. We're so grateful because that's what gets us through the hard times and with everything so expensive.
My name's Tavis Tindall. I'm the president of GWIM. I just want to thank United Way for what you've done. You know, the economy over the last 2.5 years has really faltered. And as the economy has faltered, inflation has gone up. We are seeing just record numbers of people who can't afford basic needs. Okay. They got to make a decision between paying for electricity, getting food, making sure they do activities with their children, and there's just not enough money to go around. So the United Way Stock the Pantry thing is greatly helpful to these people. They're able to come over here and get the necessary food because every human being, no matter who you are, should be able to have a good meal and have food and nutrition. And we really appreciate all the programs you do, but the United Way Stock the Pantry is very helpful to us. Thanks so much.
I'm in fourth grade, and I'm in Wilkins Summer Studies, and we did a food drive, and it feels good to donate cans and goods to people who don't, like, have a lot of that stuff, and it just makes my heart feel bigger, and it makes it get really happy and joyful knowing that other people will be able to eat that food and knowing that they'll be able to have good foods and that they'll be okay.
I donated so people could get food when they don't have enough money to buy the food.
It feels really nice to help people in need. I brought in pasta, cheeses, cans, peanut butter, walnuts, and a lot of other stuff. And I actually have a joke with the walnuts. You put nuts on the wall and then you pick them. That's why they're walnuts.
How can you decide who to help and who gets left behind? How can you choose to help Will over Chris in our first two stories? The HomeWorks program providing hope to the homeless over legal aid to prevent eviction? Or one food pantry over another? Thanks to the almost 50 programs and initiatives supported by United Way, luckily, you don't have to choose. One gift to United Way does it all. It's how we help every voice be heard. That is the power of United Way. But we're just getting started. You're not going to want to miss part two, where you'll hear from several youth partners making a difference, how volunteers are having an impact, how we're addressing the opioid crisis, and more. When we know more, we can all do more. Thank you for taking the time to listen and for your support. We'll see you next time on the way forward.